Point of law.
If you sell your possible inheritance for much less than its true value, can you back out of your bargain? Well, the court was dying for the answer to that question in the case of the Eccentrics Estate. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO, sponsored by General Security Services Corporation. Paul Justin turned out okay, despite his father's reputation as a penny-pinching skinflint who owns several nice pieces of real estate around Oregon City, also known to have investments, but whether they were valuable or not was between him and his stockbroker. The younger Paul had to work his way through college with no help from Dad, and he started his software business entirely on his own. When he first married, his wife Kate had been a big help in the store, but now, with a baby, she could not continue, and what with house payments, insurance, taxes, and medical expenses, he was falling seriously behind. His banker, Tex Ripley, was an old school friend. He talked to Tex, hoping for a loan, but Tex said he couldn't justify a $50,000 loan on the basis of Paul's income and assets, and he said, "Tell me, Paul, how much is your father worth?" And Paul laughed. "Forget it. In the first place, I really don't have any idea. In the second, he wouldn't lend us a dime." Tex said, "Well, I wasn't thinking of that, Paul. I was thinking you'll inherit all he has someday, and I'd be willing to gamble and pay you $50,000 of my own money in return for your assigning your expectancy over to me." Well, Paul thought about it and said, "Would you promise never to let Dad know about this?" Tex agreed, and they put their agreement in writing. After several years, Paul's father died, and Paul inherited his estate. And he couldn't believe it was worth over $2 million. When Tex demanded the estate, Paul refused to turn it over. He felt he'd been cheated. Tex filed suit against his friend. His attorney said, "Your Honor, this was a perfectly valid agreement. Paul got the $50,000 cash he needed. Tex got the estate. Could have been much smaller. No one knew. Or the father might have left only a few dollars to his son, or nothing at all. Tex took a considerable risk. He is entitled to the gain." Paul's attorney said, "Ordinarily, such an agreement will hold, but here the value of the estate was far disproportionate to what Tex paid. Paul was under extreme financial pressure at the time, so the court should let him keep his inheritance." What did the court decide about the Eccentrics estate? We'll find out right after this. If you sell your possible inheritance for much less than its true value, can you back out of your bargain? Yes, said the Indiana Supreme Court, but other states might disagree. Here the agreement was little more than a gambling contract, besides being a fraud on the ancestor. The result here might have been different if a fair value were paid, and if the ancestor knew of the transaction. As it is, Tex cannot get the estate, but is entitled to the return of his money, the $50,000. In this high court case in Indiana, it's a point of law on WCCO.